Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Brad Crowell joins us. He's director of the Nevada Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions, and all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Brad Crowell. He is director of the Nevada Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
You always come when it's quiet time. So, the governor just announced Clean Cars Nevada. It's an initiative to provide Nevadans with more choices for less polluting cars and trucks. That's the headline. Give us the details, and I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Sure. So this is one of our first steps in taking more aggressive action on climate change in Nevada. And it's largely based on the updated greenhouse gas inventory we released earlier this year that showed that transportation is our largest source of emissions in Nevada. It's eclipsed emissions from the electric utility sector. And so that's where we really need to focus our efforts first if we're going to get ahead of the curve in terms of climate change and adapting to the impacts and mitigating those impacts. And so the first step we're taking is looking to adopt a stricter fuel efficiency standard for passenger cars and trucks that will help bring more hybrid and EV vehicles to dealerships in Nevada so consumers have more choice. So that's one of our first steps. And I just will say that it's not a tone deaf step here in the middle of a COVID crisis, because it's really a long term play where this regulation wouldn't go into effect if it's approved. It wouldn't go into effect until 2024 for model year 25 vehicles.
All right. So let's deal with a couple of things first. So first of all, because there has been no traffic on the roads for months now, in terms of what we would normally see. Across the country, we have seen a remarkable turnaround in the air quality. Would you not agree?
I would agree, and it's been good to see that, and there's positive health benefits from that. But the concerning thing is that when you look at a regional, national, or global scale, even the slowdown in the economy and the many cars and other polluting sources being off the roads or not running at full capacity, even with the dip in emissions resulting from that, we're not on a trajectory collectively to meet the goals that our scientists say we need to. And so it just shows the very high hurdle we have in order to get ahead of climate change, both globally, nationally, as well as in Nevada.
And for people looking, you mentioned globally, as long as China and India aren't on board with this, they say that the United States had its industrial revolution, the West had its industrial revolution, it's now their turn to have an industrial revolution. Isn't this just a tiny portion that we're looking at, when, especially when we're just looking at Nevada, but even the United States, versus the amount of pollution that's going into the air from these other countries?
Well, Nevada is certainly a small percentage from a global perspective, but if we're not each and every one of us doing our part, we're not going to be able to manage this problem. And yes, the developing countries should have their opportunity at their industrial revolution, but it doesn't mean we have to repeat the industrial revolution of the 1800s and early 1900s in terms of our technology profile. You can do it in a much more clean, sustainable way. And I think the developing countries who choose to be forward-looking in terms of the technologies they're employing to facilitate their industrial revolution are the ones who are going to be more well-suited economically with respect to the other countries in the world going forward. And I think the United States needs to get on board with that.
Do you look at this as a political decision or an environmental decision going forward? Because it's set up as a political position because the Trump administration has backed off of a lot of regulations, and we're aligning ourselves with a Democratic state in terms of California and where they're going. So where do we line up in this? Do you consider it to be political, environmental, or both?
Well, everything has some amount of politics involved with it. I see it more as a pretty common sense action and solution. It is certainly one that will impact in a positive way our environment, but also positively impact our economy and have us be on the forefront of adopting new technologies, be it whether it's in vehicles or other clean energy technologies. It's just one part of Nevada trying to establish itself as a leader in that regard. There's a little bit of irony if we're going to be the home to things like the Tesla Gigafactory, yet we don't actually have policies that match bringing those kinds of vehicles to market and making them available to consumers. So I think it's, from a competitive standpoint, it's the right thing to do, and there's obviously environmental benefits.
Okay, but there is irony to what you're saying because, you know, at the same time, your point is well made, Elon Musk has been fighting government in California in terms of trying to reopen his Fremont factory and vowing to leave California and operate in Nevada and Texas because of the regulatory system in that state.
He did, and he made a lot of news with his concerns and his intent to be willfully defiant. And I don't know what his game plan was, but he got the answer he was looking for. And they were able to open, and they look like they're going to stay put. But you know, if Elon wants to move operations to Nevada, I think that there's a good discussion to have there.
All right, let's take a break. More with Brad Kroll when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Brad Kroll. He is director of the Nevada Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. And we started out discussing here the Clean Cars Nevada initiative from Governor Sisolak, with the results for this first phase to be in place by 2024, but the plan is to be either zero or near zero emissions by 2050, which, you know, speaking as an older person these days, that ain't that far away.
It's certainly not, and it's a very high hurdle to get there, but you got to set, you know, long-term stretch goals in order to make progress, and we have benchmarks in 2025 and 2030. And you know, I think we can get there, but we got to look at the near-term steps we need to take. And part of figuring out our strategy from here to 2050 is going to be delivering to the governor later this year Nevada's first strategic climate plan that will help lay out the roadmap from an emissions standpoint and a technology readiness standpoint about how we get we meet our 2025 goals, our 2030 goals, and on to 2050. And you know, obviously, there's going to need to be some revolutions in technology for any state to be carbon neutral or carbon free by 2050. But collectively, I think we can get there if we share the goal.
Obviously, you are aware of people who are opposed to this or have concerns about it, I should say, at minimum. Mm-hmm. And this is from the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. This piece came out yesterday. And as part of a report, it said, dealers and manufacturers have always supported efforts to improve fuel economy. However, we also believe that in considering such actions, consumer affordability must be a focus and a priority. Failure to do so will reduce new vehicle purchases. This, in turn, will leave older, less efficient vehicles on the road, negatively impacting our air quality. That is something we cannot allow to happen. So, your response to that?
Well, I agree with part of the statement, and they've been a...
So which part?
The beginning part. I don't think it's going to result in older cars staying on the road necessarily, because the benefits of being able to drive a cleaner vehicle, there's not just benefits to the environment, there's benefits to people's pocketbooks as well, in terms of, you know, not having to pay as much fuel, not as much... in repairs and maintenance costs with those electric vehicles. So I think we can collectively get there. You know, this regulation is going to not limit consumer choice, but expand consumer choice. And so it's not going to mean you can't buy the truck that you need for your personal use or your farm operations. You'll just have expanded choice. And I think that's always a good thing. And the way we're going to adopt this regulation or look to adopt this regulation is through a robust process with stakeholders like the franchise auto dealers and others, so that they can help design a regulatory program that fits with Nevada, even if it stems from a California law. I mean, other states, the 11 or 12 other states that have adopted this regulation have tailored it to their needs, and we plan to do the same.
It's been interesting, you know, a week or so before this all came out, I happened to be on the website looking at Tesla vehicles. And, you know, the bottom end is around $39,000-$40,000. And those are the hottest cars if you're looking at electrical vehicles in the marketplace. And then, of course, they zoom up from there. $70,000-$100,000 is not out of question at all. The cost of electric vehicles are quite high by comparison with buying a regular vehicle. Are you concerned that people are going to be priced out of this market, even those that want to get into electric vehicles, without government support of some kind?
So the front-end cost of electric vehicle is still higher than a conventional vehicle, but again, that front-end cost is mitigated over time with savings on fuel and savings on repairs and things like that. But it's important to have, until we have price parity, to have incentives for consumers to purchase those vehicles. And there is currently a federal tax incentive for the purchase of EVs, and hopefully that will be maintained and perhaps expanded or extended. It's a little bit of a challenge in Nevada to come up with a financial incentive for consumers to buy EVs because of our unique tax structure. It's a little regressive. We don't have a state income tax, obviously, that we can provide a credit towards.
Well, yeah, the sales tax is the one that you're getting killed on.
Right. And so we're going to have to be creative in that regard, and I think that that will hopefully be part of the discussion in crafting the regulation.
Okay, so explain to me the creativity. How are you going to be creative?
So I wish I had the answer for today.
Oh, okay.
I
don't. And that's fair enough. You're always welcome back. So
thank you. And I'm looking for input on that creative solution from folks in the state legislature, from the stakeholders like the dealers and the manufacturers, in order to find a way to really support the economy that we're looking to build here in Nevada for electric vehicles.
When you look at this now, I mean, in 2024 is just around the corner. I mean, we're already halfway through 2020. And we're dealing with COVID. We're dealing with the federal government pumping literally trillions of dollars into the economy to maintain what we have. The state is looking at huge budget cuts that are coming up now. It looks like the special session is going to be in July instead of in June. How can we look at either A, the state government doing anything in terms of price support for this, and the people of the state, both the regular workers of the state — we've got huge unemployment at this point, which hopefully will turn around over the next year or so, could there have been a worse time to launch this initiative financially?
No, but this is...
Fair enough. Thank you for the honest answer.
There's nothing about the times we're living in now that make it ideal for doing much else besides addressing the problem at hand. But if we only address that, then we're going to stagnate as a state, and that's not the thing to do. And while 2024 is just around the corner in many respects, if we're still in the dire economic straits we're in now or facing in the very near term in 2024, we've got much bigger problems, and this would be, small in comparison, and we could address it then if it needs to be tailored or scaled back. But, I certainly hope, as you do and your viewers do, that our economic situation is improved by the time we get to 2024. But we'll have to wait and see.
Well, and I hope it is too. But I mean, I would imagine, looking at past fiscal crises, that people are going to be concerned about investing large amounts of money. I mean, just in changing out their older cars and buying new cars, I mean, we've seen a little bit of a boom just in the last few weeks here, looking at some of the numbers that came out yesterday, and I think it was in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, or the Sun, perhaps, that car dealers were doing better than they had anticipated, but now they're concerned that they don't have the stock because the manufacturer is shut down for 6 weeks. But the investment in a vehicle like this just seems to be, as you say, at the front end it's more expensive. It may pay off at the back end. But I was having a discussion in my own house about solar energy. We have solar hot water, mm-hmm. and it's fabulous. Solar for the whole house, great idea. But the upfront investment, huge, even with the incentives. So it seems to me that, 2024 may be a little soon on this. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the states that capture the greatest economic benefits from moves like these are the early actors, and we see the cost of renewable energy and clean energy technologies coming down every year, and that will continue to happen, and it'll continue to happen between now and 2024 as well, and we will we'll be able to take advantage of those lower technology prices. If we're in a position, if we start this process in 2024, then we're talking 2028, and we're just too far behind the curve at that point if we wait.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back with more with Brad Kroll after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers because I want to get to water policy issue, which I know is your favorite topic. This is Brad Kroll. He's director of the Nevada Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. So let's do, as Chris Wallace would say, a lightning round here on a couple of different topics here connected to the Clean Cars Initiative. From a practical purpose, why should Nevada be adopting a rule that the EPA has struck down and is now being challenged in court, and California is suing the EPA?
Well, full adoption won't happen until next year, so we'll be able to see that play out, whether the EPA holds its ground or whether leadership of the EPA changes. And it's also important to note that Attorney General Ford has joined with other states to litigate on the revocation of the California waiver, as well as the revocation of the Obama Clean Car Standards. So we've positioned ourselves politically to be on this side of it, and that's where we're going to try to go.
Well, and again, Nevada is aligning itself with California in this particular instance. And and these are notes that people have been sending me once they knew that you were going to be on the show. We're giving a lot of power to California in this. They're the eighth largest economy in the world. They can afford to make mistakes that Nevada cannot. Is that a concern to you?
It's not a concern because it's not a fully accurate statement. I mean, yes, California is their ability is to set their own standard is what gives other states the ability to do this. But what we're really doing is following states like Colorado, who've recently adopted a low emission and zero emission vehicle regulation, and then states like New Mexico and Minnesota, who are doing the same thing. And we're having a kind of a fun race amongst those three states about who can get there first or get there at all. And you know, those are the states that we align ourselves with more so than California. California is just the legal hook in order to be able to do this.
And this is, I alluded to this earlier, that this regulation potentially hurts poor people, driving up the cost of cars. As you said, these are going to be more expensive up front. Driving up the cost of cars limits job options for poor people. Does that mean that they're going to be limited to jobs that are along the bus line rather than having cars?
Well, looking at this standard for passenger vehicles is important, but it also needs to be paired with more mass transit options. I think we're going to see more telework and things like that coming out of this COVID environment. So new ways to work from various places. But there are also huge benefits for those low-income disadvantaged populations in terms of improving air quality and limiting the impacts on our public health from vehicle emissions. And Clark County has some issues with their air quality and marginally in compliance or sometimes out of compliance, and this is going
to
help with
and
that.
Due to what in this particular instance?
Due to air pollution emissions, many of which stem from vehicle emissions.
Okay, but I mean, there are other causes for that as well. And off the top of my head, I did not make notes on that, but there are.
Industrial emissions, heavy use of air conditioning in Las Vegas.
Because in Washoe County, we really cleaned up. Washoe County Health Department really did a great job of cleaning up the air in Washoe County and being in compliance.
We did, and and they've been able to stay in compliance, even though sometimes, you know, the pollution gets trapped in the valley here next to the mountain. But you know, if we're going to control our own destiny and try and keep our population healthy, if we have healthy air, that's a great start. And the cost on our health healthcare system is not inconsequential here. So anything we can do to help our citizens breathe cleaner air, I think, is worth the investment.
But there's also the balance between what the public can afford and what's beneficial.
Right. And many states have done innovative and novel things, like having EV car shares you don't have to own the car, but you can use it as a share model, and having utilities like NV Energy work with us to help provide charging options in multifamily units and apartment complexes is also important, because if you have an electric vehicle and you don't have anywhere to plug it in, it's not going to be that good. And so you know, we're looking at this from a holistic approach of having the infrastructure to support what consumers are purchasing and driving, and also trying to push for smarter urban planning and growth, which, instead of sprawling, we need to be a little bit smarter about how we package our economic development and our growth in population.
All right, so you just opened up a giant door right there, and that has me inviting you to come back. We will be taping again in July, and I hope we can find a date to have you come back, because got lots more to talk to you about, because you have
that's a Pandora's box, I know.
You have a big job.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. I always appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks, Sam.
Appreciate and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.